Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Well, good evening, Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast listeners. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. My name is Titania Holman, and I am one of the co-hosts in the lounge. And of course, y'all know I got my ladies with me, Kelly Walker, Annette Gomez, and Shankar McNair. And boy, do we have a treat for you all this evening. We are so grateful to have Mr. Ricky Wilson Jr. from Not Way Men's Accessories with us this evening. And when I tell y'all he is taking this world by storm, let me just give you a little bit of bio about him before we get started. So Mr. Ricky Wilson Jr., a native of Virginia Beach, is the founder and creator director of the Not Way Men's Accessories. This brand is an up-and-coming Black-owned men's necktie and accessory brand based in the state of Virginia, with an aim to serve the globe. Founded in March of 2020, the Not Way is one of the newest accessory brands that yields the best quality as it pertains to neckties, bow ties, cufflinks, socks, and etc. Ricky's greatest inspiration prior to his start in the fashion industry came while working as a retail sales associate at Philip Michael Fashion for Men in the city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. One of the tasks he had the opportunity to perform was regularly changing the attire of the store's mannequins. One of the things he realized while performing this task was that the one thing that pulled everything together was the neckwear. You could always have the most luxurious outfit on the planet, but without the appropriate neckwear, the whole outfit is subpar. After coming to this realization, Ricky decided to brainstorm a way to be responsible for the items in menswear that ties everything together, no pun intended. The Not Way motto is, if there isn't a kiss in the tie, you didn't tie it the Not Way. In essence, the kiss, also known as the dimple, is the hallmark of the well-tied necktie. The kiss allows people to know that you pride yourself in your appearance at all times. Excellence in how you dress, even with the minute details, is what makes the Not Way a wonderful one-stop shop for accessories. As a professional dimples their tie with care, Ricky Wilson Jr. and the Not Way are sure to help you become your best and give the power and confidence to kiss the better you hello. Well, Ricky Wilson, welcome to the lounge.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, we are so excited. I've been looking at your social media, and when I tell you, you are bringing it, Ricky. You are bringing, your style is unmatched. So as I gave the audience a little bit about your bio, take a moment and tell our podcast listeners exactly what led you to founding the Not Tie Accessory Company.
Okay, so I used to work at Philip Michael Fashion for Men. I was a retail sales associate, and one of my job duties was making sure that all the mannequins were dressed and they had a nice tie to go with it. There were a lot of people that, you know, we worked with, and some people, they put a different tie with a suit. And I would just go back and I would change the tie because I felt like the tie that was already there wasn't the tie that would really bring someone's eye to the suit. You know, there's a lot of people that wear different ties that may be a bland tie, but it has like a nice suit with it. So I feel like whenever you walk into Philip Michaels, there's some mannequins. And if your tie can attract that person's eye to the suit, you have a sale right then and there. So that's what made me want to have my own tie business. And of course, different people that I've been in contact with, whether it be the dressing and style and trying to figure out where they got their ties from, I always wanted to have something that nobody else had. So that's what really led me into getting my own business.
That's awesome. So uniqueness, right? And so the tie is the one that can attract. The tie is the one thing, the accessory that really attracts people to the clothing. So that's good. I love that. So let me ask you this. So do you have plans? So tell the listeners about your tie and accessory product line. So give us some information about exactly what do you sell as far as just ties. What else do you sell as part of your accessory line?
I also sell socks. I sell cufflinks. I sell tie pins. Of course, I sell ties as well as different forms of ties, different types of ties. I'm also going to start selling some more bow ties, like the oversized bow ties. I'm also going to have the pre-tie bow ties as well as the self-tie bow ties. Just in a matter of time, just building up our inventory, getting everything together.
I love it. I love that. I love it. So you're getting the young fellows together as opposed to the older men as well. So you attract both older men and also the young guys. What's more of your clientele?
I actually have, it's an actual steady, they're both even. You know, I have some old, I have some elderly people, I have some young people, and I also have kids and babies. So I have some kids, baby ties that start off at like the age of 3, where it's like a zipper tie though. So that's what I have.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you, I love your style. Like I said, I've been following you on social media. Love this, the clean look of how you are just bringing it to the social media platforms. I'm definitely going to have my husband check you out with the ties because I love ties. And I agree with you. That is what brings it all together is a nice popping tie. So yes, let me ask you, Ricky, who would you say was the biggest inspiration for you starting your business?
My biggest inspiration would be Pastor Jason Taylor. He is out of the city of Hampton, and he is a pastor at Revelation Church. He also was the first person that I've known personally to have their own suit business, and he got me started off with my business with my ties. He's the one who got me in touch with different people overseas so that I could sell my ties from overseas over here, starting off a couple of years ago. And he's been the biggest inspiration. His suits are just so awesome. I bought like 2 of them already. So that's my biggest inspiration.
Wonderful. So that's kind of like your mentor who's been kind of guiding you along the way. That's awesome. We all need that when we start our businesses. So this is a big question coming up, and I want you to really think about this. So if you could partner with one retailer to sell your ties and accessories, who would that retailer be and why?
If I could partner with one retailer, that retailer would really be Macy's. And I would partner with Macy's because most of their business and most of their product is geared toward like the more high-end type of person. So you see a lot of Ralph Lauren suits. You see a lot of Kenneth Cole and Calvin Klein. You see all of those types of suits, and you see the high-end ties. And I would like to partner with them because my ties are meant for all areas of men, whether you're a business professional, a business casual, a regular casual person, whether you like dressing up for church, just going out on a bar date. I have ties to fit every occasion, and I feel like if I partner with Macy's, that would be like one of the biggest blow-ups of the year for me. I'm telling
you. We're gonna claim that, right? We're gonna speak that into existence. Macy's.
Oh yes, ma'am.
You will be partnering with them. Let's go ahead and put that on the vision board that this is gonna happen in 2021.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Wonderful. That's awesome. So I wrote that down. I'm going to go ahead and speak that into existence, and you go ahead and write that on your vision board so we're on the same page.
Oh, it's already written down.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So if you could tell other young entrepreneurs, Ricky, who want to start their own business, what advice would you give them?
first I would advise them to, if you are a Christian-minded person, or if you believe in God or a higher power, I would tell them to pray on their vision that they have received. Also, I would tell them to write their vision and make it plain. And the last thing that I would tell them is to trust the process, because there are going to be times where you don't sell anything. There's going to be times where you don't get the support from the people that you have supported. And there are going to be times where you would just feel like you've just wasted your money. You've wasted your time. It's going to be times where you're going to feel like that. So just trust the process, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So it's going to work for you no matter what. If you're called to this thing, if this is your vision, if you are putting your hard work and dedication and time into anything, you're going to flourish no matter what. You're going to flourish. So that
Ricky, you done said a word right there right there. You did not call Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision, make it plain. Right there.
Yes, ma'am.
That is it right there. Write the vision, make it plain. Trust the process. If God gave you the vision, it is going to come to pass. So thank you for that wisdom. I love it. I'm loving this. Thank you so much for that. So let me ask you this. Before we go to break, I want to ask you one more question. So I know that having brand ambassadors is the hot, new, and trending things across the social media platforms. Do you currently have any brand ambassadors for your business? And if you do, how many do you have? And if you don't, are you looking to bring some in to support your business?
Yes, I do have brand ambassadors. I only have one right now. His name is Kelsey Little II. He is Mr. Freshman at the illustrious Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe. He is my first and only brand ambassador. And I just feel like that guy is he's multifaceted. So he can dress in every arena. So that's what's really going to help my business. And he's just been a support from day one. He came and bought up a bulk load of stuff at my first pop-up shop. And he supported me, so I'm just going to support him. And he's just my brand ambassador.
I love it. So as we go ahead and take a quick little break, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about these ambassadors. So just hold tight, everyone. We're going to go ahead and pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it, because truly it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We are here in the lounge. My name is Tatanya Holman with the lovely ladies, and we are sitting here chatting it up with Mr. Ricky Wilson Jr. of the Not Way Men's Accessories. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the brand ambassadors that Ricky has been chatting with us about, and he has someone on board that has been proven to be such a support to him and his business. So, Ricky, you talked about the young fella from Clark, Atlanta, and that is a prestigious school. My daughter went there, so kudos to him. But let me ask you this. So do you have any goals or any aspirations in the next couple years to bring on any more brand ambassadors? And what criteria are you looking for this person to have?
I would love to bring on as many brand ambassadors as possible, because when you have a lot of brand ambassadors, that means that you have enough support and your business is going well. One thing that a brand ambassador must have to become one for me, they will have to show support. Of course, they would have to purchase some type of amount. One thing that they would have to do is they would have to have some form of fan base or following on their social media presence. They also, I would love for them to be able to be a nice dressed person. And even if they can't dress, I can still style them. But as long as they are supportive, they have a good fan base, the sky's the limit for us.
Wonderful. That's awesome. So support is important. You want to make sure that the brand ambassadors that you bring into the business, of course, they have to support your business. And like, I love that you said they don't really have to dress as long as they bring that great attitude to the table and a desire to work hard and support you. You can style them, right? Because everyone's not going to have the same type of style as you. But I love that you're going to be offered that opportunity amongst your brand ambassadors. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. So as we prepare to end this incredible interview, let me just say this. I am so proud of you. This is the month of interviewing our millennial moguls, and you are doing it and doing it well. You are showing up and showing out. And I am just so proud of you, because you are really doing something that models a young man that men can look up to and say, you know what, if not even owning this type of business, but a business period. And I love that. And you're 26 years old, right, Ricky?
27
years old. I just love it. So again, I just want to thank you for coming on to the platform here and sharing your story. My husband is going to be looking at them ties to pop out them suits. And I know the ladies in the lounge are going to have their spouses going there as well. So thank you so much. So as we prepare to go, tell our audience how they can reach you on your various social media platforms.
You can reach me on Facebook. You can go to my business page. It's the Not Way LLC. And you can reach me on Instagram at the Not Way, and you can email me as well at thenotway@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Y'all have to check him out. His style is impeccable. When I tell you he is dressing to the nines, you are doing it, Ricky.
So lastly,
I heard you're running a special promotion for everyone who listens to this podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ma'am, everyone who listens to this podcast and wants to come and shop with us, all you will have to do is, when you place your order with me, you will have to give me this special code that will give you 10% off of your order, as well as half off of your shipping price. What you will have to give me is the EEL knot, and you'll get that special promotion for you all.
Wonderful. So y'all heard that? You will get 10% off using the special code EEL knot. EEL stands for Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and knot, KNOT. And you'll be getting half off of shipping. You can't ask for anything better than that. So please support this young man. He is doing it up. We're watching you, Ricky. We're praying for you. We know that you're going to be in the Macy's stores in 2021. It's already done, because you wrote the vision and you're making the plane. So we are definitely
your biggest supporter. So as we conclude this interview, thank you everyone for joining us this evening. We look forward to having you come every single Wednesday evening at 7:30. And until next time, continue to stay safe. God bless. Now let's get out there, y'all, and elevate, 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 elevate.